Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roachlaw, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roachlaw joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiot. Step back and there at once and sell, sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roachlaw on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
They do say that. And each week, we say that Charles Roachlaw is the guest of the week here on Money Life because he's the only one that joins us twice. He gives us the buy of the week on Tuesdays. He gives us the sell of the week on Wednesdays, and we're always pleased to have him on the show. Now, if you want more information on what he does, well, go to AAII.com for information. And if you want to find out what else he does, well, follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roachlaw. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is...
Coach.
That is ticker symbol COH, and... while some folks would love to be singing its praises,
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Why do you think that this is instead a bag that's not quite so good?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe the song Daughter of Darkness might be a little bit better. Coach is a stock, and people used to associate it as being a growth stock. Over the last 3 years, sales have grown by about 12%. Earnings per share have grown around 15.8%. But it's been stumbling lately, and its recent fiscal first quarter report was another stumble by the company. It reported sales that were down 5.6% from a year ago on a constant currency basis. That actually tracks all the dollar translations. Sales fell 3%. They blamed weakness in North America, particularly women's bags and accessories, but they also said traffic was lower in North American stores. So when we look over the critical holiday period, less people were shopping at Coach. We could draw several conclusions about it, whether it's competition from companies like Kate Spade, whether it's the consumer tightening their belts. Coach falls into the aspirational luxury category where it's not your high-end Prada, but certainly it sells at a premium relative to many other products out there. But I think when you look at these numbers, and this is not the first time Coach has issued a report that's been looked at somewhat disappointingly, you have to start questioning Coach's valuation, start really questioning what's the near-term outlook for Coach. And I think at the heart of the matter is there's probably some problems with the consumers, possibly tightening their belts, but I think there's also some execution problems that perhaps maybe there are competitive pressures, particularly here in the U.S., that are coming to play. Even though the company's doing well in China, only 25% of its total stores are in China. And as we recently heard on the news, the Chinese economy is hitting some stumbles of its own. So I think when you look at all that, it's really a case of Coach where I think the valuation is still a little bit too high. I also think there's a question about executional risk and really a good sign for investors to look elsewhere, particularly if you're looking at a growth stock or you're looking for a company with a premium brand you want to actually attach yourself to.
You know, you talk about a premium brand that people want to attach themselves to. That's the way a lot of people feel about any brand name. They love and adore brand names, and they figure that brand names will come back. This is one of those cases where it is distinctly not just opportunity cost, but a lot worse. I mean, there are some good brands that have gone down in flames in the past, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And with Coach, you have to remember, it is a lifestyle. It is certainly a fashion item. As a guy, I'm not going to go on a branch and discuss trends in women's purses. That's certainly beyond my area of expertise. We'd have to bring my wife on the line to explain that. But I do think you have to take a question. There is a typical Coach bag, and is that starting to fall out of fashion? Certainly, like I said, you have competition from Kate Spade, other things. But I also think at the end of the day, there's probably a certain base consumer for Coach, and the company is going to continue to be around, probably going to continue to be profitable. But the question is, what is the size of the actual long-term Coach buyer base? I don't know what it is, but it seems like the company's seeing some growth pains, and maybe that base is being reset as we speak.
What about the idea that companies like this with good brand names wind up being takeover targets? I mean, that may help you. It doesn't necessarily mean you want to ride it out until that happens, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be a while, and it's never guaranteed as to when that's going to happen or the takeover price. You know, in our building, we actually have Coach, but just down the street, we have Allen Edmonds, which is actually a kind of a good comparison on men's shoes, high-end leather dress shoes. That's been a company that's been floating around, had some private equity buyers, recently acquired, I think, by some new private equity buyers, but it's been sitting there for a while. And sometimes you can look at these companies and think, well, gee, someone should take it private. It's a brand name. But how long are you going to wait for it to happen? And then at what price is going to be paid for the company at that time? And it's a really a guessing game. It's a lot of speculation where you could be putting your money to work in an investment with brighter prospects versus trying to guess what may or may not happen in the future.
Since we're talking about the prospects and not necessarily wanting to guess at what could happen in the future, what do we think could happen in the future for Coach? How bad is this picture?
Well, there's a couple of metrics. If you look at the PE, it's 14 times 2 trailing earnings, which doesn't sound that bad. But when you start looking at some of the other numbers, it does raise some eyebrows. Its price-to-sales ratio is 2.7. The industry median is 0.7. If we look at the overall services sector median, it's 1.4. So on a price-to-sales basis, it's valued at a premium. On a PEG basis, which looks at its forward earnings, at its forward earnings estimates, that's 1.8 versus industry median of 1.4. So I think when you look at both of those two metrics, it does suggest that there's still downside pricing to Coach, particularly based relative to sales, particularly based relative to future earnings estimates, which, by the way, earnings estimates are being cut on the company. The stock looks pricey. So I think given those metrics, we could be looking at least an additional 20% downside on the stock. And that's still assuming the stock trades at a premium valuation, which I think it could, given the brand name and given the allure that the company has from its reputation as a former growth stock.
A 20% downside, and more than that, a lot of other basic business reasons why Coach, ticker symbol COH, is the sell of the week. LMI Aerospace, LMIA, was the buy of the week on yesterday's show, and the guest of the week this and every week, Charles Ropeblatt, editor of AAII Journal, the only one that joins us twice. For more information, it's AAII.com or follow him on Twitter at Charles Ropeblatt. Charles, always a pleasure. Look forward to doing it again next week.
I do as well.
There's much more to go on the January 29th edition of Money Life because we just got started. The big interview is next when Money Life continues.